This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs may see housing costs go up in 2022. Realtor.com ranks the Springs as its 14th hottest housing market, forecasting big increases in housing prices and sales. Metro Denver is on the list at number 48. The website's hottest housing market is Salt Lake City. Police in Pueblo are looking for several people who threw red paint on the city's monument to Christopher Columbus. That happened Sunday. The bust of Columbus has long been the focus of demonstrations in Pueblo, as well as a failed mediation process aimed at deciding what to do about it. Southwest Colorado's Ute Mountain Ute Tribe has launched an online dictionary for the Ute language. CPR's Paolo Shalceta has more.
The language's future is at risk. The tribe estimates there are about 110 fluent speakers left. The Utes partnered with a nonprofit that helps indigenous tribes, like the Lakota, preserve their languages. A team of linguists worked with 21 Ute speakers to build the dictionary. About 7,000 words have been collected. It will be updated as more words are defined and verified by experts. The dictionary is available for free online and on mobile devices. I'm Paolo Shalceta, CPR News.
Dangerous fire conditions continue today for southern Colorado. The forecast includes high winds and low humidity, and a red flag warning is in effect through 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's a mostly sunny day for much of the state. Later in the week, Vail and Aspen, Summit County, and Steamboat Springs can expect snow on Christmas Eve. Elsewhere, it's mostly rain and snow this weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.